Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallava Girvara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banajari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we'll be reading sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Text 23. Svayam cha Guru Vir Vipraha Sadareva Satavi Rapi Ashid bhir yujyamano nyer Vandir bhischa visat puram Soyam cha guru vir vipraha Sadareva satavirapi Ashid bhir yujyamano nyer Vandi bhischa visat puram Soyam cha guru vir vipraha Sadarev stavirapi Ashir bhij yujyamano nir Vandi bhischa visat puram Swayam, himself, Cha, also, Guru Bhi, by elderly relatives, Vipraha, by the Brahmanas, Sadareva, with their wives, Stative, invalid, Api, also, Asibhi, by the blessing of Yujurmana, being praised by Aniha, by others, Vandibhish, admirers, Cha, and Asi Sat, entered Puram, the city. Translation. Then the Lord personally entered the city accompanied by elderly relatives and invalid brahmanas with the wives, all offering benedictions and singing the glories of the Lord. Others also praise the glories of the Lord. Purport. The brahmanas in society were never attentive to banking money for future retired life. When they were old invalids, they used to approach the assembly of the kings, and simply by praising the glorious deeds performed by the kings along with their wives, they would be provided with all necessities of life. Such brahmanas were not, so to speak, flatterers of the kings, but the kings were actually glorified by their actions, and they were sincerely still more encouraged in pious acts by such brahmanas in a dignified way. Lord Sri Krishna is worthy of all glories, and the praying brahmanas and others were glorified themselves by chanting the glories of the Lord. Om Gyante Binandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshurumitam Ena Tasme Shri Guruvahe Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kathamayam Tadati Swapadhantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakavutam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Veena Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taruvasha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasa Adi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare. So all of you are welcome for the Srimad Bhagavatam class today. Whatever we look for, we will find in life. If we want to look for glorification of the Lord, if we want to hear glorification of Lord Krishna, or to sing His glorification, Krishna will give us such opportunities. In this verse which we are discussing today, one of the points is about glorification of Lord Krishna. Now, people may ask, why does Krishna need to be glorified? No. Krishna by himself is automatically satisfied from within. It is we need to glorify the Lord. And for whose benefit? For our purification. So Krishna does not need glorification, but we need to glorify Krishna so that we can become purified. And Vishnu, one thing, to the degree one loves someone or something, to that degree, a person will want to talk about or glorify the concerned object. For example, you see Prahlad Maharaj. Obviously he loved Krishna, you know, more than his life. So whenever he got an opportunity, whenever he was in the Gurukul, whenever there was any break or any opportunity, he would always take that opportunity and glorify Lord Krishna. And another example, like I was mentioning, to the degree we love someone, we'll automatically want to just speak and glorify that person. Other example, the scriptures are filled with such example. The gopis, they are again the ideal examples of this point. They love Krishna so much that they couldn't stay without glorifying Lord Krishna. And when you love someone, even the most simplest of his activities, you'll want to glorify it. And you'll want to talk about it to others. The gopis, they would just talk about themselves. You know, today I saw Krishna just passing by my house. A small activity like that also, they would just look for opportunity to talk about it. and use it to as a means to glorify Lord Krishna. And hearing glorification of Lord Krishna is very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. We know in the scriptures, Narad Muni. When Narad Muni, he would go to King Bhishmika's palace. King Bhishmika's daughter was Rukmini Devi. So whenever Narad Muni would go to Rukmini's father's palace, Naradji would always glorify Lord Krishna. Naturally glorify Lord Krishna. And Rukmini, just by hearing that glorification, she decided to give her full life in service of Lord Krishna. Surrendered her full life to Lord Krishna. Again, the power of hearing glorification of Lord Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 9, Text 11, in purport, Srila Prabhupada writes a very wonderful thing. Prabhupada writes, Dhruva Maharaj, clearly says that this material ocean can be crossed very easily if one simply becomes mad to hear the glories of the Lord. Now, when I was reading this part, one word hit me very spiritually hard. That was the word mad. You know, mad. Basically, we should be mad to want to hear glorification of the Lord. Basically, mad, it basically signifies a type of, you know, a spiritual fanatism. See, externally, definitely, we cannot be fanatic because ours is a preaching movement, you know. Outside, we have to be balanced in our behavior. But inwards, we have to be really a type of spiritual fanatism. Because Maya is so, so, so strong. Maya will always keep on giving us reasons why not to do this, why not to do that spiritually. Maya will tell us, that, you know, if you are strict spiritually, spiritual life become very difficult for you. And Maya tells, if you're not strict spiritually, if you're not strict with yourself, spiritual life will be very easy to carry out. But Acharyas give us the understanding that we have to be very strict with ourselves in spiritual life. Then only our spiritual life will go proper. So, you know, the word here, mad, it's a type of internal fanatism. We have to be really... whatever happens, we should look for opportunities to hear glories of the Lord. We should look for opportunities to speak about the Lord. Then, whenever the scriptures speak of so many leelas glorifying the Lord, even if you take one leela where Lord Krishna is glorified, there's so many learning lessons to be learned. So many learning lessons. You take the Govardhan, lifting of Govardhan leela, or taming Kaliya serpent. Each leela, there's so many lessons to be learned. And even just one leela, we concentrate and try to, you know, take the lessons from it, we can perfect our life fully. And when we're hearing Krishna's glories, we should want to hear with eagerness and enthusiasm. Very, very important. When we come to the Bhagavatam class, you know, it should not be like a tick mark. Chalo, my counselor has told me at least 2 Bhagavatam class I should attend a week. Okay, Monday and Friday. Chalo, Monday I've come, sat in the Bhagavatam class. After Bhagavatam class, 1 tick mark gone. We should not have that attitude. Fine, even if we have that attitude of tick mark, it will help us spiritually. But if we have that attitude of the tick mark, God knows it could take us so many lifetimes before we get ticked in Krishna's list, you know. So, we should have that eagerness to come for Bhagavatam class. If suppose Monday we want to come for Bhagavatam class, on Sunday night only we should be eagerly waiting. God, when will my morning alarm ring so that I'll get ready? When will I reach the temple? Night time itself, we should have that eagerness, enthusiasm. When will morning come? So that I'll get up, I'll have my shower and go for the Bhagavatam class and wait for the nectar. We should have that eagerness. I don't have eagerness, but I'm praying that you all pray that I develop that eagerness. But imagine, if you have that eagerness and enthusiasm, how fast you will be like rocket speed towards Krishna, you know. When you're talking of eagerness and enthusiasm, that can make a big difference in our spiritual life. Yeah, there's a story in Chaitanya Lila, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, about when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in Lord Jagannath's temple and he was standing near the Garuda Stam. And that day the temple was a little crowded. So Chaitanya was trying to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. And there was an old lady, height was short. She was trying to have darshan, but she could not, you know. So she climbed on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulder with a, you know, because she had so much eagerness and enthusiasm. She did not see who's standing front, left, right, nothing. She stood on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulder to have darshan. The devotees have to tell her, what are you doing? Get up. But what? Hare Krishna, okay, fine. So, this old lady, she had climbed on top of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulder to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. She was so eager and so enthusiastic. The devotees had to pull her down. Hey, what are you doing? Come down. But what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tell the devotees? I wish and I pray that I had the enthusiasm and eagerness like this lady to see Lord Jagannath. We should have that enthusiasm. And you see, you know, when you associate with an enthusiastic devotee, and if any enthusiast with such, and you know, sometimes the devotee is a little down in the spiritual life, you know. And when you associate with that devotee, you ask him, if suppose that devotee is going to temple, Prabhuji, aap kahan ja rahe? Haan, main mandir ja raha hu, lecture sunne ja raha hu. But when you associate with enthusiastic devotee, na, you ask him, Prabhuji, aap kidhar ja rahe? Where are you going? Arre, Prabhu, I'm going to Radha Gopinath temple to your lecture. Come, you also come with me, you know, our life will be perfected, you know. When you assure with such eager enthusiastic devotee, even though if you don't want to go for the lecture, you say, ah, Prabhuji, come, I will come with you, you know. So enthusiasm, eagerness is very contagious also. So when we hear Krishna's glories, we should try to have that enthusiasm and that eagerness. But sometimes some devotees may ask, Are Prabhuji, you are saying so big things about enthusiasm, eagerness. Mere paas to hai hi nahi hai. I don't have any enthusiasm, eagerness. Kya karu? Is there any hope for me? Definitely, see, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, you know. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, even the hopeless have supreme hope. And that also not many lives, in one life they can achieve perfection. That is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has empowered his movement with so much mercy. Huh? So if you don't have that enthusiasm and eagerness, Acharya say, act enthusiastic and act with eagerness. Drama karo! अगर लाइफ में हम लोग कोई ड्रामा किए भी नहीं ना, एटलीस्ट इंथुजियाज्म ईगरनेस का ड्रामा करो, यू नो, एक्ट, थिंक यू आर डूइंग अ सोलो ड्रामा, यू नो, जस्ट यू डोंट हैव द ईगरनेस इंथुजियाज्म, जस्ट यस ओके नो आई एम गोइंग टू एक्ट एज इफ आई एम गोइंग टू बी इंथुजियास्टिक ईगर टू गो टू भागवतम क्लास, जस्ट एक्ट एंड यू विल सी द वंडर ऑफ एक्टिंग स्पिरिचुअली. मटेरियल लाइफ में यू एक्ट डायरेक्ट, इट विल नॉट हैव मच इफेक्ट, बट स्पिरिचुअली इफ यू ट्राइंग टू एक्ट टू हैव दैट इंथुजियाज्म, Krishna will give that enthusiasm and eagerness to us. It's my guarantee. You try it for tomorrow Bhagavatam class, you'll be all enthusiasm filled. You know? Okay. And then another thing is, when you're talking of glories of the Lord, people who are envious and atheist, they just can't tolerate hearing the glories of the Lord. They just can't tolerate. When you're talking of atheists and all, there was one atheist. He was sitting in a room. He was standing on a raised platform. And there were many people in the room. So this atheist, he looked up in the sky and said, God, I challenge you. I don't believe you are there. I challenge you, if you are there, in 15 minutes time, you come down here and knock me down from this platform. If you don't accept this challenge, you don't exist at all. All the people in the room are waiting eagerly. What will happen? 5 minutes gone. Then this atheist looks towards us and said, God, 5 minutes gone. All the people in the room are waiting. What will happen? After 10 minutes, this atheist, he looks up and said, God, 10 years back, I challenged you that in 15 minutes time, if you really exist, come down and knock me down from this platform. If you don't do this, you don't exist at all. So when he was saying this, the door of that room was open and there was one wrestler, he was crossing that room. Pehlwan, the wrestler was crossing. He heard this. So the Pehlwan, the wrestler, he came inside the room. He told everyone, Baju, Baju, Baju. He came near that atheist. And he gave him a big blow, you know. That atheist, he went like flying like a Superman, you know. And he fell down, you know, from out of the platform, he fell down. So this atheist got up and went to this wrestler and said, Hey man, what did you do to me? So the atheist said, God was busy, God sent me. So, you know, like, atheism, you know, I'm like, we should. But if you see, when you're talking this, if we follow the gods, whatever the rules and the Lord has laid down the scriptures, will not get the hit of the Lord. I will not get hit of Maya, the material nature. We'll get the embrace of the Lord if we follow the Lord's guiding principles. And like I was mentioning, we should always look for opportunities to, you know, glorify Lord, or to hear His glories. Always look for opportunities, you know. The small moments in our life make the big moments. Like for example, even when you're drinking water, you're drinking water, just say, thank you, my Lord. No, when you say thank you to the Lord, it's a form of glorifying the Lord. When you're having prasad, just say, my Lord, thank you for giving me this prasad. When you come to the temple, my Lord, thank you for allowing me to come to the temple. When you're reading the Bhagavatam at home or reading the Gita, tell the Lord, my Lord, thank you. You give me the opportunity and you've given me the ability to read the Bhagavatam. You know, if you look for opportunities, in every minute there'll be hundreds of opportunities to glorify and thank the Lord. So we have, you know, kya hota hai? Bun bun se sagar banta hai. So we should not wait, okay, one day when I get up, suddenly I'll find myself as a very elevated and very pure-hearted Vaishnava. We have to do these endeavors, small endeavors, we have to glorify the Lord and purify ourselves. Then, like in the scriptures, there's the story of the Yajna Brahman wives. The Yajna Brahman wives, they never met Krishna. Hare Krishna. So this Yajna Brahman wives, they had never met Krishna. But when they would go to the marketplace and they would meet the fruit seller, you know, Brajvasis, or the flower sellers, Brajvasis, these Brajvasis would glorify Lord Krishna. They would just glorify Lord Krishna naturally. The Brajvasis, it's natural for them to glorify Lord Krishna. And these Yajna Brahmana Patnis, just by hearing glories of Lord Krishna, they decided to give their full life and their surrender to the Lord. And they became pure Vaishnavas. Then, Anand Sheji, through time immemorial, through his 10,000 mouths, is glorifying Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu. And Anand Sheji has not finished that glorification. Imagine, since time immemorial. Krishna has so many qualities. We can just keep on speaking. And like initially I was telling you, that we should have that eagerness to hear about the Lord, glorify of the Lord. Say when you come for the Bhagavatam class, we should have that eagerness. Let this Bhagavatam class go the full day. Don't worry, I will end my class on time. But the thing is, when we come, we should have that eagerness when you're waiting. You know that, God, let me just keep on hearing Krishna's glory. That eagerness we should have. And like I was saying, when we hear Krishna's glories, it helps to, it gives us the proper intelligence and the strength to deal with our conditioned mind. Conditioned mind, God. It's said in the scriptures, you know, it's more difficult, you know, to control our conditioned mind than to control the raging wind. We all have experienced our conditioned mind, how it troubles us. When we hear the glories of Lord Krishna, we get the intelligence and power to deal with the conditioned mind. Once one devotee was mentioning, I was talking to him, he was telling me, Prabhuji, you know, sometimes when I'm tired and when I want to get up for Mangalati and go to temple, I have a desire to go for Japa in the temple and I'm a little tired, I put my alarm for a particular time. And when the alarm rings, my conditioned mind says, just sleep for 2 more minutes. After 2 minutes, you'll feel more fresh. Then you can go for Mangalati. Then I shut my alarm. I think, 2 minutes. And then I open my eyes, already 1 hour has gone, you know. So this devotee was saying, my conditioned mind is always, and he said, it's happened a couple of times. So this devotee was saying, now I've made a strategy. What I do is, if I'm tired and I want to go for Mangalati temple tomorrow morning, what I do is, when I sleep, I put my alarm on my mobile. And side of my mobile, I put a bowl of water. Chota katori of water, water. And this devotee said to me, I made a decision in my life. When my alarm rings in the morning, if I don't get up the next moment, I will immediately get hold of that bowl of water and put it on my face. And he says, this for last 10 years he's doing, and when he has kept that bowl of water at the side, he has always got up in the morning, always, even if he slept late. And he said, for the last 10 years, he's never had to use that bowl of water even once. Now just see, the thing is, our mind is so trying to cheat us in many ways. We have to have a strategy to be a little one up against our mind.
So now the thing is, you know, when the mind at night knows, ye Prabhu ji hai na, aaj to bowl of water rakha hai. Aaj tu miracle kuch jadu kar nahi sakta. Tomorrow I can't do anything because it's decided. If he's not going to get this, he's going to put that water on his face and he's going to get up. So the mind, so the point is again, when we hear the glories of Lord Krishna, Krishna gives us the intelligence and the strength in a practical way how to deal with the conditioned mind. So, there's another story in the scriptures. This is regarding Mukunda and Gadadhar Pandit. Mukunda and Gadadhar Pandit, both pure devotees of Lord. So once Mukunda told Gadadhar Pandit, today come, I will take you to meet a very great elevated Vaishnava. So Gadadhar Pandit was, he would always be eager, enthusiastic to meet Vaishnavas. So Mukunda took Gadadhar Pandit to meet Pundrik Vidyanidhi. Pundrik Vidyanidhi, you know, he was a landlord, very rich person. So when both these Vaishnavas came to Pundrik Vidyanidhi's house and they saw Pundrik Vidyanidhi was lying on his bed. The bed was silken and Pundrik Vidyanidhi was wearing silken clothes and he had long hair and there was perfume all on it and there was a lot of opulence around him, a lot of fruits and servants fanning him. So Gadadhar Pandit in his mind thought, Mukunda told me he will make me, he's taking me to meet a great Vaishnava. But this person is so much with, you know, like this. So Mukunda understood Gadadhar's mind. And Mukunda recited a verse glorifying Lord Krishna, saying that just see, our Lord Krishna is so glorious that Putna, who came to kill Lord Krishna in the end gave Putna the position that of his mother in the spiritual world. So when Mukunda said this verse in glorification of Lord Krishna, and Pundrik Vidyanidhi heard it, Pundrik Vidyanidhi went in ecstasy. Pundrik Vidyanidhi started wanting to tear his clothes, started rolling on the ground, you know. His servants had to catch hold of him, you know. And then, after some time, when Pundrik Vidyanidhi calmed down, then Gadadhar Pandit understood ki Pundrik Vidyanidhi is a very Hare Krishna. Pundrik Vidyanidhi is a very great Vaishnava. And now see, when we hear the glories of the Lord, Gadadhar Pandit went in ecstasy. Now the thing is, we have heard this story about this sloka, about Pundrik Vidyanidhi's, you know, about Gadadhar Pandit and Mukunda visiting Pundrik Vidyanidhi. So many times, we have heard this story so many times. We have heard the story of Putana being killed and Krishna sending Putana in the, to the spiritual world as a mother. But hum log bhi ecstasy feeling to aate nahi. We must think, hare, we have heard this story so many times. But no ecstasy feelings are coming. Ecstasy feelings to some degree or to a good extent will definitely come to us. Provided we do one thing in life. And what is that one thing? That one thing is that we should make the instructions of our Gurudev and Acharyas as a life and soul. If we have this one thing in mind, making the instructions of our Gurudev and all Acharyas as a life and soul. And the second thing, to practice it, to put it to action. If we do this, definitely by Krishna's mercy, we'll also start getting ecstasy symptoms in our spiritual life. And to the extent we are grateful, to the extent with a grateful heart and a humble heart, we hear the glories of the Lord, then Krishna also empowers us to see Krishna's glories even in our challenging situations, even in our disturbing situations. Now, for example, say if a devotee, he has a car accident and he's broken his one hand, then because this devotee, you know, he's always been humble heart, glorifying Lord Krishna, hearing Krishna's glory, Krishna gives him the intelligence, the realization, and to see Krishna's glories even in challenging situations. For example, this devotee, he has broken his one arm, he has fractured his one arm, but still he will glorify the Lord. He'll say, my Lord, thank you. I was supposed to have broken my both arms, but you have just, because of mercy, you've been very merciful on me and just made me just finish my very big karma just by breaking one arm. So even in challenging situations, a Vaishnava who has a very grateful and humble heart, he will always see positivity in even the challenging situations. See, there's one quote, one line. Difference between God and humans is God. Difference between God and humans is that God gives, and forgives. But humans gets, and forgets. Now, it is one of the glorious qualities of Lord Krishna that he wants to always give. He wants to give so much that, you know, two hands are not enough. But when Krishna wants to give us, we tell Krishna, my hand is already full. Full of what? Material things, material enjoyment, material desires. Krishna is saying, bhai, I want to give myself to you. But because of a conditioned nature, what do you say? No, Krishna, my hands are already full. What a sadful state. But if we keep on hearing Krishna's glories, and we glorify Krishna through his glorious deeds, somehow Krishna will purify our heart and he will also one day give us his supreme mercy to us. Like I mentioned, even if you do the smallest of activities, Krishna will make a note of it. Even the smallest activities to serve Krishna. In the scriptures, there are many stories to illustrate this point. One of the stories is that, you know, when Mahavishek Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going in Srivas Thakur's house, there was an old lady. Her name was Dukhi. She was bringing Ganges water in pot for the Abhishek, and she would come to Srivas Thakur's house and she would leave that Ganges water pot outside Srivas Thakur's door. She would not even want to enter the house. Just this small seva she was doing. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a note of that seva. Maybe a small incident seva, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a note. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from Dukhi, changed her name to Sukhi and gave his supreme mercy to this Dukhi. So any seva, whether it is a small or big, even smallest of small seva, Krishna takes a note of that. And if one analyzes Srila Prabhupada's life, Srila Prabhupada's full life was in glorification of Lord Krishna. Full life, you just analyze, is everything. And Prabhupada, he would go through extreme inconvenience to do this. Extreme inconvenience. Prabhupada, you know, with just few rupees, he, and that old age of 70, he took the inconvenience of so many days of journey in that Jaluduta. He had heart attacks. He had to stay in the Bowery. I'm like, so many inconvenience Srila Prabhupada took just to glorify Lord Krishna. So through this example of Srila Prabhupada, we should also understand that yes, if we want to love Krishna and we want to make spiritually, we want to progress spiritually, we also voluntarily have to take inconvenience on us. Voluntarily. We may not want to come for Mangal Arati in the temple, but voluntarily we should take that inconvenience. Because our conditioned mind, like I mentioned to you, a conditioned mind, if you give it a fraction of a shadow also, it will want to take you away from Krishna. That is the chemistry, that is the nature of a conditioned mind. So, on a voluntary basis, voluntarily we have to take inconvenience. Morning we may not want to come for Mangal Arati, but we have to take that inconvenience to come for Mangal Arati. Sometimes even when we are at home, we may not want to get up in early in the morning to do a japa, but we have to take that voluntary inconvenience. Sometimes we may not want to read on a regular basis Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, but voluntarily inconvenience, we have to take out time, we have to make time for that. And, you know, voluntarily take that inconvenience and read our scriptures. See, what happens when we advance in spiritual life and we become elevated, then that time we don't have to voluntarily take inconvenience. It becomes a natural habit of us to want to do these things. But because we are just not conditioned souls, we have to take this voluntary inconvenience on ourselves to purify us and to reach at a different level of spiritual life. Then, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, Verse 23, it is mentioned, Sanat Kumar says to Prithu Maharaj, one should mold his life in such a way that he cannot live in peace without drinking the nectar of the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari. Again, what it says, we should not want to live in peace unless we keep on hearing the glorification of the Lord. Like again, the previous purport, we should be what, mad after wanting to hear Krishna's glories. Yeah, again, we should not want to live in peace. Unless we have, like, you know, we should make it a rule in our life. Unless we have not heard Krishna's glories, you know, He should feel something is missing in a life. You know, thoda hum log ko, you know, like how a drug addict, you know, usko jab uska drug nahi milta hai na, he goes into withdrawal symptoms, you know. Withdrawal symptoms, he starts shivering, starts perspiring, you know. So in the same way, if we have not heard the glories of the Lord that day, we should feel an uneasiness. Are kuch to missing hai mera life mein, aaj to kuch kiya nahi, there's something missing which I have not done today. How I have not heard the glories of the Lord. Run to your Bhagavatam, open the Bhagavatam and we read about the Lord. Now we have to have such approach if we want to really be serious on the spiritual path. Then we should keep glorification of the Lord our center point of our life. Huh? This should be our center point of our life. You see the example of Srila Haridas Thakur. His center point of his life was just glorifying the Lord through the holy name. Today, you see the conditioned soul outside. What is the center point of the life? Main, mera. Me, mine. And they will do everything to try to do for their own selfish interest, any activity. But when you keep the center point, your own self, which you see outside, can you see happiness outside? Can you see people satisfied outside? No! It is only when we keep glorification of Lord Krishna at the center of our life, there will be hope for us to be happy and satisfied. And we have to understand that, you know, we can't keep ourselves the center point of our life. We have to understand we are that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Master and we are Krishna's eternal servant. Like for example, the dharma of fire is to give heat and light. The same way, the dharma of the spirit soul is to serve Krishna. Without doing our dharma, we'll never feel properly satisfied or happy in life. Okay. In this material world, people regard devotees as a representative of the Lord. So, one of the ways, if we want to glorify the Lord, is that we ourselves, we ideal example in our talk, in our behavior. If we are very good examples ourselves in society, that's a very nice way of glorifying Lord Krishna. Yeah. And there's so many examples in the scriptures. The six Goswamis, King Pratapruddha, n number of examples where these great Vaishnavas are ideal examples in society. By the behavior, I'm like, you know, automatically Lord Krishna was glorified. So we, as sadhakas, if you really want to glorify a supreme loving Lord, we should be good examples in society. In current modern day examples, there's many examples. Jayanand Prabhu, who was Srila Prabhupada's disciple, who would make rath carts. He was so gentle and such an ideal example in his behavior. You know, whenever he would near the temple, obviously to buy some grocery or some things, he would go and deal with the shop owners which were around the temple. So when other devotees would come to those shops, the other shop owners would tell the devotees, hey, that Jayanand, he's a part of your organization, right? Devotees say, yes, he's part of organization. Then the other shop owners would say, just because a person like Jayanand is part of your organization must be very good. Huh? He's judging what? The whole organization on the basis of one person, Jayanand Prabhu. Because Jayanand Prabhu's behavior was so gentle, sweet and such ideal that, you know, people just not only glorified Lord Krishna, glorified the organization which he related to. Another example is of Kuber Prabhu. Kuber Prabhu, he was a disciple of Bhakti Tirth Maharaj. Kuber Prabhu, he had cancer and he was in the end stage. But he was so gentle, so loving in his behavior, that whoever he would meet, he would just change their heart. Once a prostitute, she came to the temple and she said, because of Kuber Prabhu, I have changed my profession. Because she said that, you know, when I met Kuber Prabhu was so nice and gentle in his behavior, I decided I will give up this prostitute. And she changed her profession, she took up a job, she got married, got children. And then Kuber Prabhu, when he was on his deathbed, they were obviously devotees reading from the Gita and the Bhagavatam to him. Christians, Because he had interacted with so many Christians, Muslims, and so many people throughout his life. On his deathbed, even Christians came and they were reading from the Bible to him. Even Muslims came. They were reading from the Quran for him. Even the atheists came. Imagine. Even the people who did not believe in God. But they saw that this guy, Jainan, he was such a nice person. Even the atheists came to offer their respects to Jainan through the time of his death. This was the impact. This is the impact what we can do if we are good examples in life. Through that we can glorify Lord Krishna. Then, if a billionaire goes to the street and he starts begging for 1 rupee, it's an insult to that billionaire, right? It's an insult. So in the same way, we living entities, it's an insult for us to be in this material world. We living entities, we are Sat-Chit Ananda. We are full of knowledge, bliss and eternity. It's an insult for us to be in this material world. It's an insult. But again, how to get out of this material world? We can get out when we hear Krishna's glories. When we glorify Krishna through our words. And when you're talking of glorification, there's a transcendental competition, glorifying competition between who? Between Krishna and his devotees. The devotee always wants to glorify Lord Krishna. And Krishna also is looking for opportunities to glorify his devotees. So there's a transcendental competition among both always. Once Krishna, he was talking to some devotees and he was saying, you know why my feet has become very powerful? Krishna said, my feet has become powerful because my devotees are always meditating on my feet. So Krishna is giving the glory and the credit to what? His devotees. In the scriptures also it is mentioned that once Krishna was saying, do you know why I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Do you know why I have the 6 opulences full in me? It is because I have taken the dust of my devotees, I have taken the dust of the lotus feet of my devotees on my head. Imagine Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is giving full credit to his devotees, his disciples, his devotees. And there's another example in the scriptures that is of Ved Vyasji. Like Ved Vyasji, you know, at a particular stage in his life, he was feeling a little unsatisfied, uneasy within his heart. So his Gurudev, Narad Muni, appeared there. And then Narad Muni told Ved Vyasji that, see, you have written many scriptures, but now you write one scripture exclusively glorifying the Lord. You write a scripture exclusively glorifying the Lord. And that is how Ved Vyasji compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam. And after that, you know, Ved Vyasji felt so satisfied and happy within his heart. And when we hear Hare Krishna, so when we hear about the glories of Lord Krishna, when we, you know, associate with devotees or chant the holy name, come to the temple, we do all these things for various reasons. One of the reasons we do is that we increase our faith in Lord Krishna. We want to increase our faith in this devotional process. But when we are on this devotional process, always there will be many, many challenges in the life. And sometimes doubts also will come. Whether this Krishna conscious path is a genuine path, or, you know, sometimes because of conditioned nature, there's nothing wrong with the Krishna conscious path. There's wrong with us. Because we are conditioned nature, sometimes doubts will come. Whether this path is proper, whether this Krishna conscious path is proper, whether this, you know. But I'll narrate to you a story to illustrate this point. This is a true story. There's a devotee in ISKCON Pune temple. His name is Ankit Prabhu. He's an engineer. And he joined the temple, Pune temple, and he wanted to become a brahmachari. So in 2015, his father who stays in Ahmedpur in Maharashtra, his father is also an engineer. So his father came to know, hey, my son is going to become a brahmachari. And the father was not a devotee. So the father, he said, no, in no way I'm going to make my son become a brahmachari. I'm going to ISKCON temple in Pune and I'll get back my son and bring him to my native place. So the father went to ISKCON temple in Pune and told his son, son, you cannot become a brahmachari. You come with me home, you know. But the son told his father, you know, I've already given my heart here, you know. this is the path which I'm looking for. Outside I was always stressful. This is the path which is giving me happiness, you know, and joy. I would like to continue here. Father said, no way, you have to come with me. Father was very heavy. But the son said, no, father. Son tried his best to explain to the father, but the father was adamant. You have to come with me. So then the son told his father, okay, father, I will not go with you. I will stay here. The father was very angry. The father told his son, the father threatened his son that if you don't come with me, I will stay in the temple with you only till you don't come with me. Son said, okay. Son thought, okay, my father will stay for a few days. After some time, he'll get fed up. He'll go back to his village. And this happened in 2015. So the son arranged for a room for his father. Father started saying, today is 2022, 7 years. The father is still in the ISKCON temple in Pune. But now, he's initiated, the father. Now he's initiated. He had a change of heart. He's initiated and his father's, his father's name is Radhika Vinod Prabhu. And the son also got initiated. And the son's name is Anand Vijay Prabhu. The father got initiated in 2019. And not just he, the father also saw and preached to the wife, and the wife is also initiated now. So the point is, Krishna consciousness works. Now just see, this father in 2015, when he went to the ISKCON temple, it was not even in his dreams that he'll take initiative one day. He was just wanted his son back. But the thing is, when he started staying in the temple, he started going for temple programs, he started attending the lectures, he started, you know, taking part in the kirtan, he was having prasad, associating with devotees. That acted on him. That acted on him and changed his heart. So the point is, you know, Krishna consciousness works. Not 99%, it works 100%. Hare Krishna, so it is time. We will end Srimad Bhagavatam class here. If anyone has any questions or comments to make, you are most welcome. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.